Goodbye, homie, oh my. 7 times he got aboard his train, and 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, tut-tut-tutsie, goodbye. Tut-tut-tutsie, don't cry. The little choo-choo train that takes me away from you.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, our great producer Eric Reinert, and of course, is this, I'm assuming this is from She's Funny That Way, or were you looking at listening to a song from something else?
An older, horrible movie.
Bullets Over Broadway?
That was awful.
Woody Allen directed. She's Funny, not She's Funny That Way,
No, he didn't.
No, Bullets Over Bullets Over
mistake.
Broadway.
Yeah.
Tut Tut Tutsie Goodbye by Al Jolson.
Okay.
I don't believe I ever saw it, but isn't that Mr. Cusack, friend of yours?
Really? It might be, actually.
Isn't John Cusack?
I haven't seen it.
John Cusack, what about him?
Wasn't he in the movie? I don't know.
Bullets Over Broadway?
Who is in it? You tell me.
I don't remember.
Cusack, Diane Weiss, made in 1994. Also with Jennifer Tilly. Or Tilly, however
Tilly.
You
Tilly.
It.
Jennifer Tilly.
Meg and Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah.
Huh?
Chaz Palminteri, Mary Louise Parker from Weeds. Jack Warden, of course, from Problem Child. Rob Reiner. Oh, this is a pretty good cast.
Yeah, pretty good cast.
Harvey Fierstein, you know, he's hilarious.
I've heard good things about it, but I don't know. I haven't seen it. So you're saying, but you know what? It's Woody Allen. So
Woody Allen hasn't made a good movie since 1979.
Match Point was a very good movie. Yes.
I don't know. I got to tell you, this looks pretty good.
All right. Well,
plus John Cusack's in it.
Yeah, John Cusack's in it.
There's no one greater than John Cusack. And, of course, if you want to go and see films with John. Bill Paxton, Lou Diamond.
I mean, Bill Paxton. Yeah, Bill Pullman and Paxton. The Bills.
Yeah, you can go with them, of course. But with any of these guys, when they have movies that come out to the theaters, you got to make sure your car is working. So go to Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair here in Phoenix, 3310 East Thomas Road. Give them a call at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Visit them online, alexandersautorepair.com.
Excellent. Absolutely. And
you look like a mad, like, cameraman, scientist guy holding that up.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was following someone.
No, that's okay.
All right. Well,
I didn't mean that poorly or anything. I
appreciate that. Well, we are going to get a cameo a little bit, probably in our next hour.
A cameo
from Eric Reinert from inside the production studio. Where did you pour?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think the cameo works publicly.
Publicly? Yeah, yeah. People will see it. Yeah, people see it.
I haven't seen it.
All right. Well, we'll try. We'll see. Sure. All right. Well, before we get to all that, though, we've got to hear a little bit from the cast and crew of She's Funny That Way.
Very good.
So pull up letter A, okay? I always have
letter
a hard time
a,
with
that. Well, yeah. Sometimes you have like A, B, C, D, E, and then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's right. How he learned his alphabet right here.
Yes. But Imogen.
A equals 1, B equals 2.
Imogen Poots, here's what she has to say about the movie She's Funny That Way.
I read the script, and obviously it was Peter Bogdanovich who was going to be directing and who wrote it with Louise. And that in itself was just so exciting to read. I guess a piece of material that is so hard to come by now, you know, it's... it just reminded me immediately of movies in the 70s and 80s, and obviously the set and the background that Peter comes from. Those are the movies that I love so much. So I went to New York to meet him and sat down and spoke about the script and the role and life, and just fell in love with it and was lucky enough to come onto the project.
And by the way, her voice sounds completely different in the movie. She's got a Brooklyn accent.
You know what? She does
I don't know what would be worse.
I kind of like the Brooklyn accent because it sounds like, what'd you think of a call girl?
Give her a lot of credit. She does great with her voice and a lot of things because when she's in, like, Fright Night, and then, of course, what's that one? What's that awkward moment, which I think was very underrated, is a little different kind of for one of those like bro comedy things, or ended up being kind of the bromance all around. But great in that.
Yeah.
Let me sit up a little. I look really fat when I'm sitting back like that. It's like put on like
well,
an
when
extra
you
waist.
Eat, when you eat eight pizzas in a night.
I know. I was hungry. Wow. I had to stay up though.
Well, Catherine,
microphone move.
Catherine Hahn, she was really excited to work with the director, Peter Bogdanovich. So here's what Catherine Hahn has to say about Peter Bogdanovich.
He is like a living legend. It's like there are very few people that are as passionate about filmmaking and filmmakers and the craft of a farce than Peter Bogdanovich. It's just so awesome. And the amount of people that have come just to just do three or four lines in this is a testament to his incredible importance to this business.
Yeah, three or four lines. It's just, hey, all right. Well, you know what goes? It goes. The kissing goes both ways, Eric, because here's what Peter Bogdanovich has to say about the cast.
The cast was made the picture work, and they're all so good. That's the thing that I think we got lucky with on this picture, is that we had a good script, but we got actors who made the characters even more interesting.
And one of those actors that's really interesting is Reese Ifans, who's been in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
And he agrees that this is a throwback to those screwball comedies, and here's what Reese Ifans has to say.
What I loved about the script, although it's kind of set today, it has a kind of, it's a farce of sorts, but it kind of has an older, gentle kind of sensibility in terms of comedies and human relationships. It's kind of very, it's forensic in its detail, and it's that minutiae that kind of makes you laugh, those like very kind of kind observations on our utter moral bereftness at times.
Yeah.
I was going to say, listening to him and then Catherine Hahn talk, this movie has probably two of the top 10 underrated. When you look at Reese Ifans in terms of male actors, I would say he's in the top 10 underrated. I mean, people know who he is. They'll talk about him sometimes. Obviously, he's been in big hits and stuff like that. But still, they don't think about him. Yeah, but they don't think the name.
They don't know the name,
And Catherine Hahn, too, on the female side, I think you can possibly throw out there where people know her, they go, but they're both very versatile, and I think that's huge. You can almost put them in any type of role, and they can pull it off.
Yes, I completely agree. But, of course, someone who's not underestimated at all is Jennifer Aniston,
who's that?
Our favorite friend. Well,
yeah. I wish she was my boss, though.
I bet.
What was Dell thinking?
Here's what Jennifer Aniston has to say about her role in the movie itself.
I have to say, overall, I really feel like this is, all of us do, that this is such a special experience. And I feel so privileged to be a part of this kind of, they don't make movies like this anymore, It's really a beautiful throwback to the old days and how fun it is, really fun.
It is really fun, and like I said. All right, Will Forte, here's what he has to say.
The funniest thing to me is that this is a bonkers farce movie. I mean that in a very lovable, complimentary way. But, there are a lot of really fun, interesting scenes and characters. And the main thing that is unrealistic about it is the fact that somehow I am dating Jennifer Aniston in the beginning and then kind of the love interest of this young, beautiful ingenue from the play Imogen Poots, somehow I wind up with her. So it's about as unrealistic as it gets.
Owen Wilson.
Well, that was also kind of one of the nice things about kind of showing up for work, is that we had all these, great people doing these kind of, small parts, and Sybil Shepherd and Richard Lewis and, lots of other great people.
This is from Barclays of Broadway, They Can't Take That Away From Me by Fred Astaire.
Absolutely. Great stuff there from Fred.
And after the break, we have stage actors Kimberly Fay Greenberg from Broadway.
Absolutely looking forward to that. And before she comes on, if you want to visit her website, KimberlyFayGreenberg.com, check it out. We'll be right back. The way you
sing off key. The way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road.